USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hawaii Governor David Ige says many paid dearly during the course of World War II.
Victory came at a high price, paid by those who suffered and died on the front lines, as well as by those who endured hardship and uncertainty on the home front.
The Democratic governor spoke today at Pearl Harbor during a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of Japan's surrender. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says her visit to get her hair done on Monday was clearly a setup.
I think that this salon owes me an apology for setting up.
San Francisco did not allow hair salons to reopen until Monday. Pelosi did say she accepts responsibility for falling for the setup. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Top House Republicans are demanding that Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser take steps to stop and prevent all forms of extremist violence occurring in the name of racial justice. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committee's ranking members, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and James Conner, criticizing the mayor for not doing enough to stop what they consider left-wing agitators. Attorney General Bill Barr weighing in by saying,
"We are able to identify people who committed crimes in these riots going all the way back to the beginning, whether they're burning police cars or throwing rocks at people, which are deadly. They will be prosecuted."
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is announcing a new phase of the U.S. Autonomous Vehicle Initiative. Speaking at a virtual webinar, Chao says the next platform will showcase data submitted by participants and unlock valuable information on testing vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Scott Atlas has been a part of President Trump's coronavirus task force team for going on 2 weeks. Many would like you to believe that Dr. Atlas is a fan of herd immunity, which entails allowing the coronavirus to spread through most of the population to quickly build resistance to the virus. Unsubstantiated reports have surfaced that Dr. Atlas is a fan of the herd immunity and pushing President Trump towards that. Dr. Atlas responds to that conspiracy theory.
You know, the news is out of control, I think, because everybody knew. Maybe I didn't know because I'm not one of these Washington insiders. But news is, there's news, there's opinion, and there's overt lies. And that was one of those overt lies. I mean, it's the ultimate straw man to put a falsehood out there and then everybody attack the falsehood. There is no advising going on from me about wide open and a pursuing herd immunity strategy. I've never said that to the president. I've never said that to the task force. No one's ever said that to the president. I've never heard the president say that. And that is not a strategy here in any way, shape, or form. It's just an overt lie. But, you know, this is Washington, so I'm learning quite a bit. Nothing about the coronavirus, but I'm learning quite a bit about human nature here.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio, or also check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.